Adam, followed by an Onig Shabbat meal, Midrash, and Fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, this is Dr. Stad here at the American View to Freedom Network, and wrapping up this year, we were going to have Dr. Catherine Pohlman as our guest this morning, and hopefully we'll have her perhaps after the first break, but we were going to be talking about rheumatoid arthritis and the fact that Some cases of rheumatoid arthritis, perhaps a significant number of them, do respond to antibiotic therapy, which is totally contrary to the views that are held by most physicians. And yet, I'll never forget when I was actually teaching at the University of Orange Free State over in South Africa. And of course, in those times, you know, I really didn't have a lot of patients to take care of. I was in charge of the hospital, the Pelotomy Hospital. I was the principal surgeon there, and I had half a dozen residents working for me. They did most of the surgery. I did surgery, I think, once or twice a week there, and maybe once a week over at the White Hospital. But most of the time, I could read and study, and so I spent a lot of time in the library. What a wonderful, wonderful experience just to be able to sit and read and not have any pressure on me at all. And came across a number of articles at that time. This was in the mid-1970s, talking about the relationship between infection and rheumatoid arthritis. Now, rheumatoid arthritis is a terrible disease and incapacitating, and people who have it really are totally, incapacitated, usually progressively, crippled, and many of them, certainly before we had the ability to reconstruct joints, they would just become totally incapacitated. Now, of course, you can put in new knees and hips and fingers, but still, if you could avoid a surgical procedure, this would be a wonderful thing. And there were, back in the mid-70s, there were people who were running series and with amazingly good results treating rheumatoid arthritis with antibiotics. And I don't recall what specific organism they were treating, and really it wasn't until more recently when we had an opportunity to spend some time talking to Don Scott and hearing about some of the work that had been done by Dr. Clark and by Dr. Brown, and then Dr. Pullman, who was to be our guest this morning, the realization that the mycoplasma infections can actually play a significant part in rheumatoid arthritis, and they are treatable with antibiotics, and certainly long-term low-dose antibiotics can be very, very beneficial in these patients who were otherwise doomed to chronic incapacity and progressive disease, could have a remission and actually their condition could be improved. Now, with Dr. Pailman, and his name is pronounced Pailman, those P-O-E-H-L-M-A-N-N, and she has a Ph.D. in nutritional sciences, although she and her husband were both lifelong researchers, worked for industry, things of that sort. But since their retirement, well, they've been interested in nutrition, and Dr. Pailman had an injury, fell down some stairs, injured both ankles, and she developed rheumatoid arthritis. Now, you don't ordinarily get rheumatoid arthritis from falling downstairs and injuring your ankles. But what we find, and with this or with many other diseases, is the fact that sometimes trauma is a big problem. Let's just see if we get Dr. Pailman and finish up the program. George, did Dr. Pailman call in?
Brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Regularly scheduled guest is not here, although we hope we'll get her during the next break. If you'd like to give us a call, our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But really what's been so interesting in this study is the realization that if you can alter the immune system by trauma, something of that sort, why, of course, people will tend to come down with some of these diseases. Chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia. There's a component of mycoplasma infection in that, and that is the organism that's present in rheumatoid arthritis. In fact, mycoplasma plays a very important part in the AIDS epidemic. Now, nobody talks about that anymore initially when the disease first came out, why there was talk of cofactors, and there was a gentleman who works at the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology who actually had a patent on a genetically formed type of mycoplasma fermentis that you see in almost all AIDS cases. Now, most doctors don't know that. They know patients are HIV positive, which they are. But it's the mycoplasma that is the most pathological part of that, and it's a co-infection. Well, where did this thing come from, or where did AIDS come from? Well, everything points to the fact that it was manufactured in a laboratory. Why? Well, because there are 8 different types of AIDS. There are 8 different subdivisions. There's HIV-1 and HIV-2, and under HIV-1 you've got type M and type O, and under type M. I forgot which one it is. I think it's probably M. You've got type A, B, C, D, E, and F. And they are specific to certain parts of the world, and they usually stay there, and although they may modify a little bit, they still have their separate qualities. Where would you get 8 different types of a brand-new organism all over the world, all at one time, if it wasn't produced? And of course, we have, through a number of sources, we have the records that were put together by something called the Special Virus Cancer Project, financed by the CIA, that was producing new diseases, specifically producing new diseases. And they recruited some of the finest scientists in the country. Maybe they didn't understand what they were doing. Each one had a specific assignment thing he was supposed to study, he was supposed to do, but somebody was coordinating this whole thing, and of course they created new types of virulent diseases for mass killing, and that's exactly what this was all about. In fact, that was the statement that Dr. David MacArthur made when he went before the House Appropriations Committee in 1969 and asked for $10 million to create a new disease for which there would be no immune response. And then he went on to say, and some people say we shouldn't do this, it'd be a new form of mass killing, but we want to do it. Well, you have to understand there are people who look at the world differently than you and I do. who see nothing wrong with mass killing, because the major thrust of American foreign policy is population control and this belief that sustainable development, that we certainly have too many people in the world, and us common people are using up all those natural resources that belong to the elite, and that's why they want to limit the population. And they even came out with a report. Now, Dr. David MacArthur, I mentioned, testified before the House Appropriations Committee on Military Affairs. Somebody has sent me a complete copy of his testimony. Hard to come by, but we have it. They sent it to Joyce Riley as well. Why? Because they wanted the information to get out, and they couldn't put it out on their own. But we have that, and we make that available, a complete testimony. It's about, 20 or 30 pages of Dr. MacArthur's testimony. We also have the report that came out in 1974 over the signature of Henry Kissinger. It's called National Security Study Memorandum 200, NSSM 200, National Security Study Memorandum 200. And it says that the major thrust of American foreign policy would be population control. And so they, how do you control the population? Well, of course, abortion, euthanasia, new diseases, wars. These are efficient means of controlling the population. And until you understand that there really are people who have no human compassion, no concern for humanity, you can't understand anything going on in the world today. You can't understand why we continue fighting in a no-win war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we've killed probably well over a million Iraqi civilians, and Christie displaced a couple of million, and then a couple of million displaced in the country itself, and several million have had to leave, gone to Syria or Lebanon, but another 2 million are displaced in the country. But why would you want carnage there? Why would you be using depleted uranium, which is going to increase the incidence of cancer deaths and congenital malformations? And, well, for the same reason they use the Agent Orange over in Vietnam. Vietnam was a no-win war, and we killed 3 million Vietnamese there, and as well as 58,000 American boys, and we never were allowed to try to win that war. I mean, it was like Korea. We lost 48,000 boys. It was a no-win war. And until you understand that all of the wars are no-win wars, well, they're no-win for the people who die, but they're no-win for our military, who are made up of courageous people who believe in America, and they really want to kill them off because they would, many of them would fight for the sovereignty of my nation, and you want to kill off that sort of person. You don't want anybody who has the courage to fight for America. All you want are docile people who will go along as we move towards the New World Order and the New World Religion with a New World Leader. And how can we make a statement like that? Well, because actually they've come up with reports of that sort talking about how dangerous the military people are. Now, the military people don't understand they're being used in this whole scam. They think that they're over in Iraq to win. And yet, of course, if you read the report, the speech that was given by Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez on the 12th of October of this year, and incidentally, it's the basis of my December newsletter. If you take the newsletter, you'll read everything that General Sanchez said about the no-win military situation in Iraq, where the military has not been allowed to win the war. Well, you have to understand that there really are people out there with an entirely different outlook on the world. And, of course, they have no concern about how many American soldiers we lose. In fact, they would prefer that we lose a lot more, and specifically the military officers, because they would be the ones who would be fighting to preserve America if they understood, that we have been taken over by an alien force. An alien force that is intent upon the destruction of the United States, the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation, and creating this world government, world religion, world leader. And, of course, most of our military don't understand that. That's why it's so important that you get educated and that you let people understand that we have traitors working at the highest levels of our government. And they work through organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations that's dedicated to world government, and the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission, and in Europe, and the Club of Rome. But they're all dedicated to exactly the same thing, this idea of a world government. Now, you can't have a world government and have a sovereign nation. And yet, of course, we have people like Condoleezza Rice, the Secretary of State, former National Security Advisor, who has sworn an oath to uphold our Constitution. And she comes from the Council on Foreign Relations, comes from Chevron Oil Company. They even had a tanker named after Condoleezza Rice. I'm sure she was very, very flattered, an oil tanker, when she worked for Chevron, when she was on their board of directors. But you must understand that the elitists hate America. And although they've sworn an allegiance to uphold our Constitution, they're working to destroy it, to bring about this world government. And it is simply treason. And no one dare calls it treason, for if it prospers, why, treason never does prosper, wrote the poet, for if it should prosper, none dare call it treason. John Stormer, our good friend, wrote a book by that title back in 1964, and yet it is applicable today as it was when he wrote it. The traitors are in charge of our government. They take us into war after war after war, all no-win wars aimed, of course, at destroying the sovereignty of our nation, the fiscal stability of our nation, how wonderful it is to be able to finance a war by simply borrowing the money. If they were to actually raise taxes and charge the American people for the slaughter that's going on over in Iraq, there'd be a great outcry, but cut the taxes. Cut the taxes and then increase spending. And everybody knows that it doesn't work, but, and yet we all sit back and we watch it happen. It, of course, it's destroying the value of our currency. Our currency has lost between 35 and 40% of its value, you know, in the last 3 years. But it doesn't affect you too much now unless you go to the grocery store and see what's happening to the price of things. But this is all part of their plan to destroy this nation because they have a hatred for America. Their loyalty is not to America. They'll use our military power. They'll use our financial power. But their ultimate goal is the one world government, the new world order, the new world religion, the new world leader. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. If you'd like to call in, we're still hoping to get our regularly scheduled guest and then get into this whole background of these diseases like rheumatoid arthritis related to a mycoplasm. And there are new types of mycoplasm that have been genetically engineered. One of them, of course, is an AIDS, and certainly one of them was in the Gulf War syndrome that has killed so many of the young men. We only lost 100 men in battle in the first Gulf War, and yet, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Yeah, this is Craig in Fort Collins.
Hi, Craig, did you have a question or comment?
I got a comment. On World War II, I think World War II backfired on the globalists and the fact that it made the United States even more, the people were more united than ever. And that's why we haven't seen any, organized wars since then, where you had you knew who your enemy was, everything was pretty much black and white.
Well, you thought that you knew who the enemy was, but who financed Adolf Hitler? Who gave him the war material? Why, it was American corporations, covered beautifully in the book we carry called Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. Or in Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, tells you how the establishment over in Great Britain was encouraging Adolf Hitler, this madman, at every turn. And, I mean, they told him to take Alsace-Lorraine. They told him to take Austria. They told him to go ahead and take the Sudetenland, northern Czechoslovakia. But, you see, the American people don't know that. the German generals kept trying to surrender during the war, and we wouldn't let them surrender. I mean, just as the Japanese kept trying to surrender. We think we know who the enemy was. Yes, Adolf Hitler was an evil and wicked individual, but at the end of the war, our CIA helped 10,000 of the Nazis to escape to South America. How can you explain that if we knew who the enemy was? Or maybe we thought we knew who the enemy was.
Well, I understand that, but I was talking like in the terms of nationalism. Oh, you had all our armed forces come back, and everybody was really pro-America.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was great time, and we really thought we were fighting for freedom.
Right.
And then we turned China over to the communists. We turned Eastern Europe over to the communists. You want to hang on until after the break?
I'll go for now. Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Discover Magneticare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Kath every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and we've covered a lot of things this morning, but not our major subject, which is, of course, rheumatoid arthritis, the infection connection. And the author of the book by that title is Dr. Catherine Pailman, and we have her with us this morning. Dr. Pailman, thank you so very much for being with us again.
Oh, thank you for your invitation, Dr. Stan.
And I'm sorry for, I don't know if you'd called in earlier, but we had a little mix-up there at the studio, but fortunately, we're both on, and that's the important thing. So why don't you, at this point, just tell our listeners a little bit about your story, you know, and how you became aware of the infection connection.
Well, up to the time I fell down the stairs and tore ligaments badly in both ankles, I really didn't know much about health at all. I took it for granted, and wasn't eating right. My immune system was a little shot. And what I know now is that that trauma to my ankles brought out a latent infection that was lurking in my joints. And when the doctor diagnosed rheumatoid arthritis, I was shocked because there was no warning or anything. And this is the way it often happens. Doctor told me there was no cure, no progress. I would end up in a wheelchair. Well, having a very active lifestyle, that just wasn't good enough. I had the good fortune to be a professional researcher at the time, and so I turned my attention not to external problems, but my own health problems, and found that a cure for rheumatoid arthritis was developed in the 1940s by a Dr. Thomas McPherson Brown. He was a multi-credentialed medical doctor, rheumatologist, microbiologist, and dean of medicine at the George Washington University. He found a link between rheumatic illness, that's diseases of the joints, and bacterial infection, specifically mycoplasma infection, and that tetracycline in antibiotics were specific to that type of infection. I got on a tetracycline regimen, a very low dose over a long period of time, and showed remarkable progress within 2 weeks, and 8 months later, I was in complete remission. So I took charge of my health, got my immune system back on track, and now I'm leading a normal life, thanks to Dr. Brown and his remarkable research.
And, of course, Dr. Pailman has written a book. It's called Rheumatoid Arthritis, the Infection Connection. We do carry the book because we think it's important because at least many of the people will respond to long-term antibiotics because there is this mycoplasma infection there. And mycoplasma is really so prevalent. I mean, certainly about a quarter of the flu cases, influenza cases, are mycoplasma. A quarter of the pneumonias, we call it atypical pneumonias, mycoplasma. I know when I, you know, went to medical school, we never even heard about mycoplasma infection. It wasn't until, you know, the late 1970s or early 1980s where people began talking about it, but it really is so prevalent. And of course, is there any problem with taking long-term antibiotics that you found?
Oh, absolutely. You must be very careful taking any kind of antibiotics for whatever reason to balance it out by probiotics. Antibiotics, probiotics. We're all about balance. And if you do not replenish the good bacteria that you've killed off with the antibiotics in your gut, you are going to have digestion problems, yeast overgrowth, or candidiasis. And you absolutely must take some kind of probiotics like... I'm drawing a blank here. help me, Dr. Stan.
Well, there's certainly things that you can actually go to a pharmacy and order probiotics. Certainly, yummy yogurt, certain of the fermented milk products will actually have, the bacteria.
Thank you. I was drawing a blank. It's early in the morning for me.
I know it is. I hate to have to get up, but I have to get up, so... because we have a wonderful audience here in Colorado, we like to share these things with.
The reason the medical establishment and people in general have such a fear of overuse of antibiotics is because they're not often told to balance off the antibiotics with probiotic supplements like Acidophilus and yogurt and those kind of things that stimulate the growth of useful bacteria. So necessary for digestion, and if you're not told about that, you just kind of go down that path and let yourself open for all kinds of other symptoms that may even be worse than what you started out with. So that's really very important.
And it certainly is. And but there are protocols out there, and certainly our good friend Dr. Karin Nicholson has an excellent protocol on the use of antibiotics and what you have to do if you're going to be using longer-term antibiotics to keep from getting into problems with that. Well, you know, certainly since you've, written your book and come forward, have you had many people contact you and tell you about that they've been helped by the use of long-term antibiotics for the rheumatoid arthritis?
I certainly have, Dr. Stan, and it's so refreshing. It just makes my day to get an email that says, I looked into this, I got my doctor to at least try this antibiotic regimen, and I was so pleased with the results. It's not one size fits all. Some people, you know, can't tolerate the antibiotics, and there are other alternatives, such as sulfasalazine, or it may not be an infection at all. It might be a food allergy or environmental allergy, and that's why it's so important to get tested. But, yes, there have been personal anecdotal evidence of this from my own experience, but there have been serious scientific studies, double-blind studies, that have shown improvement and remission, 30 to 40% probability of complete remission using this treatment.
And of course, Dr. Brown, you know, is a dean of medicine there at a major university. But unfortunately, when he first came out with his report, was about the same time that the medicine discovered cortisone. Now, cortisone will relieve the symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis, but they're terrible, terrible products because they soften your bones and they, you know, give you hypertension and they, you know, can affect every aspect of your life. So long-term cortisone treatment is certainly not a good alternative. You're far better off, you know, very short-term cortisone. But if you get something to get to the core cause of the condition, why, this is what you want to do. Well, do you want to go ahead and get your website out there? Now, we do carry the book through Radio Liberty, and they can get it through us or through you. But how can they get in touch with you and get some of the other information you have available?
My website is www.ra-infection-connection.com. And on my website, which is completely nonprofit, all I sell is the book, no vitamins, no supplements. If you want that, go to radioliberty.com. My website is just information. I do sell my book, but so does Dr. Stan. I have free health articles on a wide variety of topics, osteoporosis, seasonal allergies, those kinds of things. My conference presentations I've turned into articles. How to read food labels. My website is just a wealth of information. I hope you'll come there.
Well, hang on. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, I'm back here. American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Catherine Pailman. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you have a question for our guest, because there are a lot of people out there with rheumatoid arthritis, and of course they're on all sorts of various things. I remember one of the things that
they
used.
Excuse me, Dr. Stan, but I can't hear you hardly at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that any better?
Oh, much better. Yeah, you're
all
still
right,
very
fine.
Soft, but I can
all
hear you.
All right, fine. Well, I was just saying that, I mean, there are many treatments, but, you know, they're not cured. I remember when we used to put patients with rheumatoid arthritis onto gold, and this seemed to help certain patients, but you can't help but wonder if maybe that was the antibiotic effect of that. What do you figure? Maybe about 40% of the people get better on antibiotics. Do we have any idea?
You're still very soft.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not getting
what?
Every word. You talked about gold treatments, which were quite popular, but they have their own set of side effects. And just about everybody who tries this antibiotic regimen for rheumatoid arthritis and rheumatic illness has some degree, maybe 70-80% remarkable, noticeable improvement of symptoms. You may not go into remission, but your symptoms will be much improved. And it's the same treatment that they give to teenagers with acne, so you can see how benign it is.
Right, and certainly it's very, very gratifying, especially if they can go into a complete remission such as you have. But actually, it's very low-dose antibiotic. It's very low-dose doxycycline or minocycline.
That's right. There are several cyclines in the tetracycline family, minocycline, tetracycline, doxy, several different ones. Some people have more of a success with one than the other, but it's that low dose that is the key, because bacteria colonies grow, and as they get born and die, they're at different stages of vulnerability, and the constant barrage of antibiotics at a very low dose kills them at those vulnerable times, and it keeps the colony under control until your immune system can take over, and then you can wean yourself away from the antibiotics. Typically, a doctor will prescribe antibiotics, and you'll take them for 10 or 14 days, and it's a sort of a blitzkrieg attack on them, and it really isn't enough to catch all of them. And so you feel good for a while, and then you lapse right back. I know of people who've written me and said, gosh, you know, when I had dental surgery and I got the antibiotics, suddenly my rheumatoid arthritis went away. Well, that's not a surprise to me. But then it came right back because the persistent use of antibiotics wasn't given, and too much was given at one time.
And, of course, the other thing is really to build up your immune system through proper
diet.
That's
so important.
Right.
You have to do that. You can't just take the antibiotics or any drug, for example, for that matter. It's not what do I take, it's what do I do. And diet and exercise, a cheerful outlook, positive attitude, all these things work together to keep our bodies in balance.
Well, I think that it's all very, very important, and certainly the proper nutrition. And the thing is that most of the things that we get, certainly at the grocery store, so many of these are proprietary products, that contained all sorts of things in them that will knock down your immune response. And so much of it is learning how to read the labels and to stay with basic foods and fruits and vegetables, you know, as much as you possibly can. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, Dr. Stan. I do have actual pictures of food, of packaged processed foods on my website, and I show how to read a food label. For example, you certainly don't want MSG in your system, but did you know that if you look at the ingredients list and it says spice, singular, that is a code word for MSG? Why don't they tell you what that spice is? It's because the FDA has allowed them to list MSG as a spice. Yeah, so many things to be careful of. My website, again, if you can't remember, ra-infection-connection.com, you can Google Infection Connection, and my website comes up. It's the first entry.
Well, I think it's important, and I think if people are out there would like to know more about this approach, why first you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And the book, again, is Rheumatoid Arthritis, The Infection Connection. And, of course, this is not just rheumatoid arthritis. There are a number of other diseases that will respond to long-term antibiotics. And this is one reason why there's so much propaganda out there saying, oh, antibiotics are terrible, using too much antibiotics, get away from the antibiotics. And yet, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, certainly the Gulf War illness, you know, which affected so many of our servicemen coming home from the first Gulf War, they all would respond to chronic, long-term use of antibiotics. And do you get at all into chronic fatigue or any of the other diseases in your book?
Yes, and you know, I regret calling my book Rheumatoid Arthritis because so many other so-called autoimmune diseases can be addressed with this tetracycline protocol, notably fibromyalgia, MS, chronic fatigue syndrome, as you mentioned, Gulf War syndrome. There's a list of 60 different ones that should be at least tried. Tetracycline low dose could be an explorative test to see whether or not you have an infection. A very low dose for, say, 2 weeks, and your doctor could monitor this, and if you show improvement, that should be a signal that perhaps you do have an infection and more work should be done.
Well, we're out of time. I'm sorry we didn't have more time, but I appreciate so much your being with us. Thank you so much.
Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here. We do carry the book we were talking about, Rheumatoid Arthritis, The Infection Connection. We have another fascinating book written by Professor Garth Nicholson. It's called Project Daylily, and it's the story of his experience at the MB Anderson Clinic in Texas when he stumbled across the fact that the government was using this mycoplasma infection, infecting the people at Huntsville Prison, and then to see if the vaccine would work. But the only trouble was the infection was getting into the guards and their families and infecting the whole town of Huntsville. And they had a tremendous increase in multiple sclerosis and other neurodegenerative diseases. I mean, you don't see clusters of this, but you did in Huntsville. And then, of course, the fact that the people who really started looking into this started dying under very mysterious circumstances. It's a fascinating book, and of course, when they killed Dr. Nicholson's immediate superior with 6 bullet holes in the back of his head, they couldn't call it suicide, not with 6 holes, not like Gary Webb. He just shot himself twice to make sure he was dead. But they killed the man who was working with Dr. Nicholson, who was his immediate superior, a retired Air Force colonel, because he was going to bring out the truth about these terrible experiments that they were doing in infecting the American people with these chronic infections. Why, of course, Dr. Nicholson had to literally flee for his life along with his wife. Well, anyway, this whole story is told in Project Daylily. Fascinating book. Reads just like Tom Clancy, only the trouble is it's true. And so that's available. That's Project Daylily. And then, of course, we have my book, AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic. And although when I wrote the book, I really didn't understand that the disease had actually been produced. My book covers the public health policies that led to the spread of the disease and the fact that everything was done to block efforts to stop the spread of the AIDS epidemic. That's AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic. We carry the book of the emerging viruses, goes into the production of the virus, how it was produced, who was involved. And then, of course, to put things into their proper perspective, my talk, it's on DVD, None Dare Call It Genocide. And really, of course, they have intentionally brought about major epidemics, and they're poisoning the American people. And the average individual has no idea why the incidence of cancer is skyrocketing and Alzheimer's disease and why people are dying at a younger age and why 1 in every 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality. And we cover that and so much more in None Dare Call It Genocide. Then my talk on planned population reduction. And we recommend that to you. Talk we gave for the Prophecy Club. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we hope that you'll want to get this material. Check it out if you're interested in material just on health. Why Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, a book by our good friend Russell Blaylock. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Or if you have someone in your family with cancer, his book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. Well, please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, because this is truly a spiritual matter. And lastly, please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to...